Anybody here? Anybody there?
I'm here.
I'm here. I had my mute button on.
Hello, oh, wow.
Dr. Dean. Here we are. By the magic of radio, Dr. Dean Baird joins us from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Dean. How you doing?
If I'm magic on the radio, that's the only magic involved.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. We'll hold that up and let it go that way, too.
Just straight off the bat here, guys. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dean, have you ever pulled a loved one's pet from the grasp of death, like they bring them in freaking out? You do your magic. That's why I brought it up. The magic is like you, and you save their pet.
Well, there's not any magic in that. It's science.
Well, I mean, you know.
Other than I think I've seen pets that only live because people prayed for them, not because of what we did.
Right.
But the answer is yes. Unfortunately, there's as many times when that doesn't work as when it does.
But I like to focus on the good thing, you know?
Yeah, it does happen.
Man, you know, because I got to say real quick that before I started dating my wife, I was anti-pet because my son was allergic and stuff like that. So I just kind of forgot how much I actually loved pets. And once I, you know, started dating Kelly and she had a love for her cat, and it reminded me of how much that really means to somebody to be able to do that. So to be able to do something like that is like amazing. So thank you for what you do there, brother.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. By the way, Alec, could you turn Dr. Dean's level up a little bit, please?
Nope.
Nope. You lie.
Well, I very rarely ever hear anybody say that, Carl.
Yeah, you gotta get right up on the mic there, Doc.
Well, if I get any closer, I'm going to be eating it.
That's okay. It's very tasty.
Yeah, we'll wash it off.
I don't know. I don't have a high metal diet.
So what is our what's our topic this week, Dr.?
Well, the last show we did was about hemolytic anemia. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Body destroys its own red blood cells.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Because I had done a show the week before about anemia as a condition. All right. The reason I said that was the condition we talked about was hemolytic anemia, where the body destroys its own red blood cells. There is a corresponding condition where the body destroys its own platelets. And I thought, well, maybe we could, since that's not been that long ago, we could talk about platelets. Do y'all know what platelets are? It's a medical question.
Yeah, it's part of a blood cell.
Well, yeah. Don't roll me over with detail, Alec, okay?
Yeah, that's all I know. It's one of the things that make up the blood cells.
It's in the blood.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's right.
We got a medicine guy right here in the studio, Carl.
Pre-med.
I can tell.
All right, Carl, you want to take a jab at it. What are platelets?
They're parts of the blood.
You're talking to two radio guys.
I set
guys.
Myself up for that one, didn't I?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Yeah, platelets are one of the main components of a complete blood count, which is a test that you do to evaluate, as you all said, those things that are in blood. How's that? I did pretty scientific.
That's
didn't
pretty
I?
Good.
Because you have red blood cells, which we talked about 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago, the lack of which is called anemia.
Right.
You have white blood cells, which are there to fight infection and other types of inflammation. We really haven't talked about that. I guess we could do that. Maybe I just had a... Well, it's like people that really think they figured something out say they had an epiphany.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's quite that big a deal other than it's just something we could do.
Yeah.
And the third component are platelets. And platelets are... their size is somewhere just a little bit smaller than a red blood cell, but their function is completely different. Platelets are there to stop bleeding. So bleeding is a complicated process when it comes to the body keeping it from happening. Bleeding is pretty simple in the causes, which is what we've been talking about a little. But there are several mechanisms that cause bleeding to stop. The very first of which is platelets, little bitty cells, clogging up capillaries. Capillaries are the smallest functional blood vessels that are in the body. Mm-hmm. So when you take blood out of the heart and it goes out through the aorta, then it gets from, it's kind of like a tree, just like the bronchial tree. It goes from aorta to arteries, and then from arteries to arterioles, and from arterioles to capillaries. And capillaries are really not much bigger than the width of a few platelets. So that if you cut your gum, in your mouth, and you know how it oozes blood. Y'all with me on that?
Yeah.
That's capillary bleeding. You didn't cut an artery. You just cut those right, real small
right,
vessels.
Right.
Same thing happens in the skin. If you cut your skin and you don't see something pumping blood, you didn't cut an artery. You just cut capillaries.
Right.
So the first mechanism by which the body stops the bleeding is that platelets will actually fill up in the capillaries and clog them up so that they stop bleeding.
Okay.
And if you cut your gum or your skin and just let it set for a few minutes, it'll eventually start to clot. And two things are happening. One of them is that the platelets are coming into the capillaries to try to stop the bleeding. And the second one is that the clotting mechanism in the body, which involves a bunch of different chemical factors, is starting to work to start the blood to clot so that you don't keep bleeding. Now,
very good.
People who have cardiovascular disease and are at risk for developing blood clots are on medications that change the clotting mechanism, such as Plavix or
Coumadin.
Coumadin will do that, but Coumadin's a different drug from Plavix.
Okay.
Plavix is clopidogrel. But Coumadin will too. Actually, Coumadin is really similar to the active ingredient that is in most anticoagulant rodenticides that are used to kill rats.
Hmm.
And it kills the rats and mice by making them bleed to death. We sometimes see cases of anticoagulant rodenticide toxicity in dogs and cats because they eat rat poison or they eat a rat that ate rat poison.
Wow.
And it affects the clotting mechanism. So if somebody has a cardiovascular disease and the physician thinks they're at risk for developing blood clots, then they'll put them on medicine that help prevent coagulation. And people, for a reason that I understand, call these drugs blood thinners when that's really not what happens, but it makes sense because that's how you can relate to it.
Right.
The idea is that if your blood is thin, it's not clotting, and it's really not any thinner. It's just that the mechanisms aren't working right.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, blood thinning means you're anemic. You don't have enough red blood cells, but that's the way people look at that. So I gave that as a background so you could understand a little bit about platelets, because some of these drugs that people take for the idea of preventing a blood clot prevent platelet function.
Oh.
And if the platelets are doing what they're supposed to be doing and are clogging up the capillaries, then you won't bleed. So that's why frequently people that are on medication like that get cut and bleed a lot because platelets aren't
working
properly. Now, platelets are just as important for dogs and cats or in other mammals as they are for people, and cannot be in the blood at the numbers that they should be for more than one reason. There are several, but the two most common reasons are either they have the patient has a disease that's affected the number of platelets. A good example of that is Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Hmm.
Rocky Mountain spotted fever is actually a rickettsial infection. The reason it's got its name spotted fever is that sometimes, remember, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, people get too, not just dogs, is that people who have the disease have red spots on their skin, which are looks like bruising, but it's really where the platelets aren't working because the disease lowers the platelet count. I shouldn't say the platelets aren't working. The platelets that are there are probably working. There just aren't enough of them.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then they get bruising. The same thing can happen in pets. The other reason that we see in pets, this is where it relates to what we did 2 weeks ago, is a disease called immune-mediated thrombocytopenia.
Mm.
Good for you to say.
Yeah, the immune-mediated we know, right? We talked about that 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Thrombocyte is another word for platelet. And the suffix penia means decreased number of. So it's decreased platelet count.
Can we do a break right here, Dr. Dean? Because unfortunately, the clock says we need to take a break right now until next week. This would be a good place, I think, to pick up on it and continue the discussion about platelets. And
we can take a break and then challenge myself to remember next week.
That's okay. Well,
all you got to remember is it's a part of the blood.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, I think I learned that just as the show started. Right?
You're welcome.
Dr.
It's
Dean
all in
Baird,
the blood.
Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, 4340 North Roan Street. Boone's Creek Community, open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. How do folks give you a call and get in touch, Dr. Dean?
Smoke signals. They can call 282-3771.
That'll do it. Dr. Dean, take care, and we'll talk to you next week.